On this episode of Corona Brides, I talked to Courtney, and guys, she had the best of both worlds. Now, obviously that was not her original plan, but it turned out being perfect. She had a small intimate ceremony on her original day, which was April 4th, and then she ended up having the wedding of her dreams at the perfect venue in South Carolina on September 25th. So guys, listen to this, because if you are a bride and you're trying to decide what you want to do, maybe you haven't made the decision yet, I really think that Courtney's story will relate to you, and it's going to help you make that decision. Stay tuned. Welcome to this episode of Corona Brides. I'm your host, Jordy, and today we have on Courtney, who got married not only once, but twice. Courtney, thank you so much for being on with us today.
Thank you for having me.
Yes. And Courtney is a listener of the podcast. And guys, that always makes me so happy whenever the brides share this with me. It makes my day, because that is essentially why I created this podcast. So Courtney, you got married twice. Tell us about that and your original plan.
So our original wedding date, well, our actual wedding date, we got married April 4th, which was right in the midst of the world shutting down.
Yes, it was.
So we actually had to cancel, I believe it was March 18th. We were about 2 weeks out from the wedding. Mm-hmm. So at that point, we were just ready to get married. My husband and I were building a house at the time, and it was going to be ready in a few weeks. So we wanted to move in as a married couple. So we went ahead and got married on our original date. We actually got married in the backyard of where we live now.
That is awesome.
We got married. It's under a big oak tree that my husband's great-grandma planted.
Oh, wow. That's so special.
Yeah. So we were trying to just kind of find a place to have a simple ceremony. We had our family, our parents and immediate family, and we did our April 4th ceremony, and then actually 2 weeks ago, September 25th, we actually got to have our wedding celebration with all of our family and friends, so we got to do the whole experience again.
That is so fun. I feel like you definitely got the best of both worlds. Now, as far as the wedding that was scheduled for April 4th, was the venue that you had the reception and everything on 9/25, was that the original plan?
It was. Okay. Our wedding venue, it's called TNS Farm. It's in Batesburg, Leesville, South Carolina. Mm-hmm. Cannot say enough good things about them. The venue coordinator there was amazing, and she literally responded to all my 10,000 emails and phone calls.
Right.
And it was so great. Actually, all of our vendors transferred over. We didn't have to redo any of it. So
Well, that's good to know. So back in the middle of March, you and your fiance at the time had to make the decision whether or not y'all were just going to have one big wedding in the future, which, as we know, we didn't know what the future was going to hold. I mean, even now in October, I feel like it's still kind of a little crazy. So, you know, what made y'all decide, you know what, we're just going to go through with the April 4th wedding, and we're going to do it somewhere special?
Yeah. So at that point, we were just really ready to get married. We got engaged June 22nd, 2019. So it had mm-hmm. been about almost 10 months. And we were just ready to get married. We were ready to just, you know, be a married couple, be husband and wife. So April 4th was the date that we had planned on. So we were like, you know what, we're just going to go ahead and get married. And kind of back then, I think everybody thought the pandemic would be over in a few months.
Yes, we did.
We really had no idea. So we were like, we'll just fast forward to September, get married now. And I'm so glad that we did, because who knows what would have happened, you know.
Absolutely. Because I'm the crazo that was supposed to get married May 25th in Vegas. We were going to do like a desert wedding.
Oh gosh.
And I rescheduled. Well, yeah, Vegas got shut down. There was no way, no how we were going to be able to do it. So I rescheduled the wedding for July 24th. And I thought, it's going to be fine by then. There's mm-hmm. not, what are, Everything's going to be great. Well, no, it wasn't. In Texas, it was like the worst month ever. So yeah, it's one of those things where it's a very hard decision that you have to make. But I feel like September 25th, you know, how were y'all feeling then?
So that's funny. Actually, we rescheduled in March to September, but kind of in the back of my mind, I guess I was just a little, I don't know, worried after we had to cancel 2 weeks out. I was like, oh, it's probably not going to happen. I'm not going to get my hopes up. So actually, until about July, I didn't really think about the wedding. We had we had moved into a new house, and we were just kind of getting settled, and both of us worked from home for a little bit, and we were back at the office, so kind of wasn't really thinking about the wedding. And then July came around, and I'm like, okay, we've got to figure out if we're doing this or not. And
exactly,
South Carolina, for the most part, is back open with precautions, so we kind of just talked to our family and friends and our wedding party and asked, you know, would anyone come? Would you feel comfortable? And I mean, we were really surprised. People were like, have the wedding. Like, we want to celebrate y'all. If we feel like we need to wear a mask, we'll bring a mask. But we had probably 2/3 of our original guest list come.
And that's really good, because that was actually one thing that I wanted to bring up. I saw in your beautiful photos that you had a bridal party. So did anybody that was actually in the party come to you and say, listen, I'm not comfortable with this, or was everybody pretty okay with it?
Yeah, no, nobody did. And I
that's good.
Checked with all of them, because, you know, that was our whole thing. We didn't want anyone to feel unsafe or uncomfortable.
Right.
But my girls, my bridesmaids, they were all so amazing, and they did everything they could to help us. And everybody was really supportive. You know, we had a few people say, hey, like, we're sorry, we don't feel comfortable attending, which we totally understood.
Right.
But everybody came, and everybody that came had a really good time, because I think for a lot of people, it was the first time they had been around people in a long time.
I know, right? It's like we're all from another planet, and then we get to see people again, and we're so excited. I totally understand that. It is the funniest and the weirdest feeling in the entire world. So what was your best form of communication with your guest and your bridal party? Did you just call them? Did you text them? I mean, how did you get a feel to really decide that you were going to stick with 925?
Mostly we just talk to people. We would text them. Yeah. Our families, of course, we would talk to in person. We Facebook messaged a lot of people who didn't live super close to us, but we had a wedding website as well. So we would post things there, and people RSVP'd online, but it was pretty simple.
That's really good. So did you send out regular invitation? I'm assuming, because your wedding was April 4th, had you already sent out paper invitations for the first wedding, we'll call it?
Oh yeah, so we actually already had all of our RSVPs back, and
oh my gosh,
the day that we canceled, we were supposed to go to our venue 2 days later to, you know, give them the head count,
finalize,
order the food. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we actually sent out postcards for the second wedding and said, hey, RSVP online.
Yeah, I commend you for that second one, because you know what I said? I'm not doing it, y'all. I said I had sent out my invitations, got RSVPs back, and then it was just kind of like, I don't even know what to do. So that's what I ended up creating, a paperless post and sending out like an e-vite, mm-hmm. and contacted people, of course, through phone and text messages. But I always wonder what brides do. But I think that a postcard is awesome. I mean, you already have everybody's address anyway. It's just kind of like, I think everybody, especially March, April, May, was in such limbo as to what even could happen at all, work-wise, school-wise, wedding-wise, just such a crazy time.
Yeah, it was definitely interesting.
Yeah, for sure. So the fact that you had a small wedding in your backyard, tell us about who, and it sounds like it was more of an intimate ceremony. Did you still have a bridal party there, or was it just a few people?
It was just a few people. It was mostly our immediate family. So my mom, my husband's parents, my grandpa walked me down the aisle at both Aww. Weddings, actually.
I love that.
We did not have a bridal party technically, but several of them were there. So my maid of honor and my matron of honor are both my cousins. So they were there, and then we actually have family that live on both sides of us. So they all came, and
He walked on over.
it
I love it.
was probably about 20 people in the backyard, and the lady that made our wedding cake for us made a kind of smaller version for that day. So we
That's perfect.
tried to make it special.
Absolutely. Well, and it sounds very special because talking to a lot of other brides, I know a lot of them have had a small intimate ceremony and then they've scheduled a reception for a year later or a 1 year anniversary. But your story is very neat because you had a small intimate ceremony, but then you did still have your wedding within the same year. So I definitely want to touch on that because I think a lot of brides are in limbo trying to figure out what to do. So what would you say would be the biggest difference, obviously, besides the number of people? Like, do you suggest an intimate? Do you suggest having waiting it out and having your big wedding? Or what's the best advice you could give on that?
So I think it depends on the couple, and what is most important
What
to
they
you.
want.
But definitely what was most important to us was getting married. So
Yes.
I think a lot of people would agree, and if that's what is most important to you, just go ahead and get married. Don't wait, because I think we've all learned this year especially that life is so short, and who knows
It
like what
is.
it's going to look like in 3 months, 6 months, or even a year. So, I mean, go ahead and get married, have a small crowd if you can, and then have your party later.
Yeah, and I think that really is great advice because I think that at the end of the day, you do want to look back and your wedding be what you wanted it to be. And I don't think that any bride should have to sacrifice that. And I think that's the hardest thing because some people may not realize that these decisions that we had to make, they're really big decisions and they're decisions that we never thought we'd have to make in a million years.
Exactly. It was really emotional to get that close, 'cause as a girl you think about your wedding day your whole life, and then when
Yes.
you have to cancel, it's obviously not something that you want to do, and we definitely had a few days where we just felt sorry for ourselves, and
Oh man,
but
I can only imagine. And you know what? That moment right there, I feel like is such a It's sad, but yet it's so meaningful. You will probably look back on those days and be like, wow, my now husband was so there for me. And I'm so happy that, and your friends and your family, that is what's so special too, to see everybody come together and support you and still want to be there. It is really a special
it
feeling.
is. And going into the April 4th ceremony, I was still kind of down and upset and didn't
Oh,
really
yeah.
want to do a whole lot. But my cousin, who's my matron of honor, and my family, they were like, no, like, we're gonna make this special. It's still your wedding day. And they did everything they could to help us decorate and get a cake. And it was,
Yes.
and then fast forward to September, and it was just so special. I think we all appreciated it more and just kind of soaked in the entire day more.
I think so. I really do think that there's something to say about that is you just really do appreciate. So yeah, tell us a little bit about that. Like I said, your pictures looked absolutely beautiful. So tell the listeners just about your actual or the wedding that you had at your venue with all of your friends and family.
Thank you. Yeah, it was perfect. So actually, leading up to our second wedding day, there was a tropical storm approaching. So there was literally a 90% chance of tropical downpours all day long.
Oh,
So
wow. Oh, my goodness. You're like, not
yeah,
today.
we're like, anything else? So we got a tent and everything, but actually, we got to our venue the night before for our rehearsal dinner, and there was a rainbow when we pulled up. And so many of our
No.
wedding party and our family, they were like, "There you go, it's not gonna rain." And
There it is. Oh, wow. That gave me chills. I love that. That is so special.
yep, and of course, I was not 100% convinced at that point. I was worried.
You're like, guys, it's 2020. Don't throw this at
exactly.
me.
But yeah. On the day of, so we did a first look and we did our pictures before, and it literally stopped raining about 20 minutes before we were supposed to take photos, and it never rained another drop. So,
wow, that's amazing.
It's definitely a God thing, I feel like. So,
oh, yeah, absolutely. I think he was looking out for y'all and he just wanted it to be so special. And so your reception and everything was indoor. It looked like y'all had a band and just all kinds of dancing and fun.
Yeah, we had about half tables outside, half inside. We had
that's a DJ
good. And we did, you know, just everything that we originally planned, but it was great. It was, I couldn't have asked for anything better. And it was just so special to finally celebrate and just take a minute to, you know, because we technically did a vow renewal at that point, but it was.
That's true. You did in the same
year. Yeah.
Not many people can probably
exactly.
say that.
Exactly. 6 months later, we would joke about it. We're like, okay, I'm going to marry you again.
Yes, I'm going to marry you again. But like I said, I do think that a lot of the brides listening will be able to relate, and it might inspire them to go ahead and stick with their date, do something small, and then just have something later. It doesn't have to be the next year. It can be within the same year. That way you don't feel, because like for me, for like my, I still call him my fiance. He's not, we're married. My husband, we want to start a family. And so I was like, I don't want to wait till 2021 to get married and start a family and do all that. Like I kind of felt like you did. I'm ready to be married. So let's just do this. No way, no how. However we have to do this, like, let's go ahead and do it. And I do feel like the support of the friends and the family and just everybody around, they really did help make the decision, because at the end of the day, you do want your people to be there that you love, and they want to be there too. So I think that that's so important.
Yeah, I think so too. It's, you know, I think the 2020 Corona Bride Club is not something that anyone, none of us wanted to
be
in it, but...
But we're in it together, and that is, I'm like, how can we just get all of the brides from the podcast together one day somewhere? I have no idea where. I'm like, we all need to get together, because like we are just a unique group of people that had to experience something so different that no one else has really had to experience. It's just, I mean, I know weather has played a factor in a lot of weddings, but this was just a whole nother animal. So I do think that we're a special group of ladies, and I'm so glad to, you know, be able to bring us all together and for the brides to be able to connect with each other. That's why I started this.
I have so enjoyed listening to all the different girls and all the different couples, because like you said, everybody's story is different and you can definitely get something from each of the stories. But I think what's most important is your spouse. And I feel like on all the podcasts that I've listened to and all the people that I've talked to that have also been affected by everything this year, it just seems like it's really brought everyone closer together and closer with their spouse and their family. So, you know, like we wouldn't have chosen this path, but in the end, I think everything happens for a reason. So
I am on that same wavelength as you. I love that you just said those exact words, because it's so true. Like that is so true and just perfectly said. Because we, you know, our spouses, they love us, they support us, and they're willing to say, okay, you're not a bridezilla, but you're a Corona bride, so we're going to get through this together. I love it. Did y'all end up taking a honeymoon?
We did not. So we were originally supposed to go on a cruise, and
dang it.
That got canceled the week before our wedding got canceled. So we haven't gone anywhere. Don't really know when that's going to be safe again. We are doing a little getaway to the mountains next month, just to kind of get away for a week.
That'll be awesome.
We're hoping to go on a bigger trip, maybe overseas somewhere for our anniversary next April.
Oh, see, that's perfect. And you have two anniversaries to celebrate, so you get to
do
something twice. I love that. Well, Courtney, thank you so much for being on the podcast. Thank you for listening. And like I said, I know a lot of the brides are going to be able to relate to this, and you probably are going to help them make a decision whether they want small, big, or both. And maybe they'll go with both because it sounded like it ended up being
Yeah,
perfect for
it
y'all.
absolutely was. And from the beginning, my husband wanted a small wedding and I wanted the bigger wedding, so we got both.
Bam. Yeah, there you go. Corona came in and that's what you got.
Exactly.
I love that. Well, thank you so much for being on, and you have an awesome rest of
Thank
your
you
day.
too. Bye-bye.
Bye. I hope you enjoyed that episode of Corona Brides with Courtney. She is from South Carolina, and I told her before we actually started recording, girl, that is on my list. I want to go so bad to Charleston and to visit South Carolina. I've heard that it's absolutely gorgeous, and judging by her photos, it did look so perfect, and I'm just so happy for her. And for those listening that you're a bride and you're still trying to figure out what to do, I think that her story will really relate to you because she had a small wedding, which is what her husband originally wanted, and she also had a little bit larger wedding, which is what she wanted. So, like she said, that was not the path they planned for. But guess what? It happened because of COVID. And she said it brought them closer together. And that is one thing that I wanted to touch on that she said that really resonated with me. She said, at the end of the day, just being married was the most important thing, and her spouse. She said that listening to all of the episodes of Corona Brides, just all of the spouses really seemed to be so supportive, and the friends and family were so supportive. And guys, she's right. Like, I know I couldn't have got through anything without Ronnie and without my family and my friends. And just having that spousal support is so important. And I think that that is something that you need to recognize. And at the end of the day, it really has made us all closer, and just really appreciate when you finally do get to have your big day. You appreciate it. You just soak it in, and you don't worry about the small stuff. Like they say, don't sweat the small stuff. I feel like right now, whenever you're trying to get married, you really can't. You just are going to be happy to get married, to celebrate, and to move forward, you know, in your marriage and just have a good time. So anyway, I loved her words, and I thought it was great. So guys, lots more brides coming your way, so you stay tuned. We'll chat with y'all next week. Bye.